Have you ever felt like you're ready for a big change, but you're not sure how to start? Hi, welcome to I'm No Rookie, the podcast for beauty, spa and wellness pros that are looking to pivot into the education sector. I'm your host, Aya, and today we're tackling a topic for anyone in the industry that are thinking about switching from doing treatments to teaching them. It's a bit like deciding to switch from playing football to coaching it. Both are about the game. Playing and coaching are totally different ball games. So what does it feel like to go from being the one doing the beauty treatments to the one teaching them? And how do you even start thinking about yourself differently when you've been doing one thing for so long? If you're sitting there nodding, wondering how to make that leap without tripping over your own feet, this is the episode for you. I'll be sharing some tips on how to not just land on your feet, but to start running forward. So if you're ready to look at your career in a brand new way and maybe even change how you see yourself, let's get into today's episode. So let me take you back to the start of my journey 20 years ago when I stepped into the beauty and wellness industry as a spa therapist. And I was kind of reflect back, you know, for those that are in the industry, especially therapists, you know I'm going with this. So you picture this. You're in a dimly lit room, comfortable ambience, and there I was providing one-to-one services to customers whilst they were laying on the couch. In those moments, I wasn't just a therapist. I became a confidant, someone who listened and offered not just physical relief, but emotional support through aftercare advice. But as the years passed, I found myself longing for more. I wanted to impact the industry on a larger scale. And that's when the path of education and training unfolded for me. Suddenly, I was standing in front of a class, not just one person, to 20 eager minds at a time. The transition was nothing short of monumental, moving from that intimate treatment room to a bustling training environment was both thrilling and, let's be honest, terrifying. My entire mindset had to evolve. I had to see myself not just as someone who executed treatments, as a facilitator of knowledge, shaping the future of the beauty industry. It was a shift from being hands-on with clients to being hands-on with the future of the industry. And here's the thing. My story isn't unique at all. Many beauty professionals face this identity struggle when they move into education. It's like stepping into a new world where you have to rediscover who you are, not just what you do. This transition challenges you to see ourselves pushing ourselves out of our comfort zones and into something very unfamiliar. So if you're feeling this pull towards teaching, know that you're not alone. This struggle with identity, the fears of stepping away from what you know to embrace what you could become, is a shared experience among many in our industry. And it's okay to feel both excited and scared. What matters is not just the change itself, but how you grow and adapt through it. But how do we navigate this transition? How do we reshape our professional identity without losing the essence of who we are? Stay with me as I kind of go through some areas to explore. And I want to kind of go over some of these questions and share insights and offer some strategies to make this journey not just possible, but incredibly rewarding. So first of all, it's really important to understand the emotional journey. So stepping into this new teaching role is a bit like starting a level in a game where you haven't learned the controls yet. You know you're in for an adventure, but it's daunting not knowing exactly how everything works. This is where the emotional journey really kicks in. You might feel a mix of excitement for what's ahead and sadness for what you're leaving behind. And that's normal. So let's talk about managing those feelings. First of all, it's super important to know that it's okay to feel a bit lost at first And maybe even a little bit sad. It's part of the process. Just like learning anything new, it takes time to get the hang of it. Think about the first time you tried something new that you really liked. Was it easy right away? Probably not. But you got better, right? And you're so much better at it now. So to get through this, try to see yourself in a new role. Picture it. You're in front of the class, sharing what you love, making a difference in lots of people's lives, not just one at a time. And remember, same things that made you a great therapist, like listening and caring about people's well-being, those are going to make you an amazing teacher too. Another thing, talk to people who have been where you are now. They felt what you're feeling and they've made it through. Their stories can be like a guidebook for you. And don't forget to lean on your friends and family. They know how awesome you are and can remind you of that when you need it, especially through those tough times. So even though this part of your journey might feel like you're walking through fog, keep going. Every step, every little bit you learn about being a teacher, it's going to be clear. It's going to clear that fog a bit more. And before you know it, you'll be in your new role, feeling like you found your new place in the world. Let's get down to business. How do you actually make this switch without feeling totally lost? Here are some kind of solid tips that I want to give you and make it as smooth as possible from being a therapist to rocking it as a teacher. First of all, keep learning. And that is easy to say, but it's true. Just like in any game where you level up by gaining experience, the world of teaching has its own skills to master. Look for courses or workshops that can teach you the basics of being a great teacher. This isn't just about knowing your stuff. It's about knowing how to share it with others. Next, I want you to find a mentor if you can. And this is like having a guide in a new game. Someone who's been there, done that, and can show you the ropes. A good mentor can give you insider tips, support you when you're doubting yourself, and cheer you on as you succeed. Another big move is get connected. Join groups, either online or in real life, with people who are doing what you want to do. These communities are great for sharing experiences, asking questions, and even finding opportunities. Plus, it feels good to talk to people who get what you're going through. Now, let's talk about your brand. Yes, you've got a brand. It's what people think of when they hear your name. Moving into teaching, you want to be seen as an expert, right? Use social media to share your knowledge, share your journey, your tips and your successes. Show off your classroom, share stories of your teaching wins, or post about what you're learning yourself. This not only builds your rep as a teacher, but also connects you with more people. Finally, don't forget the digital skills. In today's world, being able to use tech to your advantage is a must, whether it's creating presentations, using teaching apps, or making your lessons available online. These skills make your teaching even more powerful. And hey, they can also make your work a lot more fun. Putting these strategies into play isn't just about making a smooth transition. It's about setting yourself up for success in your new role. It's about becoming not just any teacher, a great one. And remember, every big change starts with small steps. So take a deep breath and let's step forward into the exciting new chapter. So I've given you those strategies. So now let's shine a light on the bright side. Yes, changing lanes from therapy to teaching has its challenges. But the rewards, they are huge and worth every bit of effort. Imagine you're playing a game where you've unlocked a new level, one that brings new adventures, new powers, and even better, the chance to guide others along the path. That's what transition into teaching really feels like. First off, think about the impact you'll have on the next generation. Every tip you share, every bit of advice shapes their future. You're not just teaching them skills, you're inspiring them to follow their dreams, to push excellence, and maybe one day to pass on what they have learned from you. It's like planting a tree and watching it grow, knowing you played a part in its development. And then there's that contribution to the industry growth. By bringing fresh ideas and the latest techniques into your teaching, you're helping the beauty world stay vibrant and cutting edge. You are not just part of the industry, you're actively shaping its future and ensuring it continues to evolve and thrive. Also, let's not forget the personal growth you're going to experience. Every day you'll be challenging yourself, learning new things and stepping out of your comfort zone. This isn't just about personal or professional development. It's about becoming the best version of yourself, both as an educator and as a person. Did you know opportunities will start to open too, whether it's speaking at industry events, contributing to beauty publications, or even developing your own course and workshops. Teaching puts you in the spotlight. It gives you a platform to share your passion and expertise with a wider audience, building your reputation as a leader in the field. So while the journey from therapist to teacher might seem daunting at first, remember, incredible rewards waiting on the other side. You're not just about changing careers, you're about embarking on a mission to inspire, shape, and contribute to the world of beauty and wellness in a whole new way. And that, my friend, is a game changer. It's a game worth playing. So as we wrap up today's episode, I hope you're feeling inspired and ready to embrace the incredible journey from being a hands-on beauty therapist to becoming a transformative educator in the beauty wellness industry. Remember, every big change starts with a decision to step out of your comfort zone and into the potential that is possible. And what a powerful step this is, not just for you, but for all the future professionals you inspire and teach. If your heart's beating a little bit faster at the thought of this new adventure, if you can see yourself making a difference in the classroom, then it's time to take action. The SIBTAC Level 3 Award and Level 4 Certificate in Education and Training are your gateway to turning this dream into a reality. These qualifications are designed specifically for beauty and wellness professionals like you who are ready to share their knowledge, passion and skills with the next generation. By signing up, you're not just investing in your future, you're setting the stage for the future of the entire beauty industry. You'll be equipped with the tools, knowledge and credentials to stand confidently in front of a class, knowing you're about to make a lasting impact on your students' lives and careers. Thank you for tuning into I'm No Ricky. I believe in you and your potential to make waves in the beauty and wellness industry. Remember, every great teacher once took that first step of believing in themselves and their ability to contribute to something bigger. If this episode inspired you, make sure to subscribe for more insights and strategies and some tips. And until next time, keep pushing boundaries and defining your expertise. Remember, you're no rookie in the game of life.